Nassef Olmagendy is from the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies. He's in charge of international aid assistance to Indonesia, and he spoke to me from Kuala Lumpur earlier. Nassef Olmagendy, what are your priorities for attending to this disaster, and how is the Red Cross planning the relief effort?
Our priorities right now is to make sure that we are able to deliver assistance to those who are trapped, especially we are able to support rescue efforts, especially if there is anybody who is under the rubble, they can be helped out and we can save as many lives as possible. That's a priority. We also have to make sure the survivors around areas which are hardly impacted get immediate assistance, especially those who have been injured, so they can get first aid, can be taken to get medical assistance, those who require a further referral to assistance. Systems which are, can provide maybe if they've had fractures and stuff like that. Then we also make sure that the people who are there, who have already been displaced, houses have been damaged, people have no roof over their head, making sure that they get immediate assistance somewhere they can be covered and safely they can receive assistance from there and protected from the elements. That's one priority.
So what we know so far is that this disaster has struck a section of coastline between the cities of Palu and Donggala. And in that region, there's no power and many people seem to be making makeshift tents and doing whatever they can to build a shelter over themselves. What information are you getting from your people who are in the region about what's needed next?
In Palu, we've had a team which was there from the second day of the disaster, and as we confirmed that there's been a massive loss of lives. Of course, people are trapped, and that has been a priority to support in trying to get anybody out alive. Of course, there are a lot of needs in terms of people requiring shelter, food, water, a safer place to live. In Donggala, we just got the first team there in yesterday, and they've also reported that there's been a significant damage, of course, in the same proportion we have seen in Palu. But those are the first teams which have reached there, and they're currently assessing what the extent of damage is. So in terms of what we're expecting, we're expecting that the needs will increase. The death toll, unfortunately, will go much higher, probably in the thousands. This is a big disaster, and it's a double tragedy because it was an earthquake and then the tsunamis. Just maybe to highlight, we are just talking about the coastal areas, but also this is a powerful quake, which means there are communities which are remote in the interior. We don't know yet those communities, and those also would require assistance. Those are the areas which are prone to landslides. Again, those have not been reached so far.
So your teams are still trying to get access to those areas?
Absolutely. And I think what we do for Indonesia Red Cross, one of the priorities is always also to get there to remote communities, especially because many actors tend to focus around the areas which are close to urban areas. But we also need to get to the deeper communities, which may not get assistance immediately. So that those we are trying, and we hope that given the terrain right now, because we have logistical access challenges, if I can mention, roads have been blocked in some cases. We also make sure that the safety of responders is a priority so that we don't send them to harm's way. So we have to make sure that the teams which have gone, advanced teams, actually assess the routes and say, yes, you can use these routes and you can go on. I can also add that Indonesia Red Cross has secured 4 helicopters, and they'll be using those to move around and to see, especially to do aerial surveys and then follow with the ground teams.
Nassef Olmagendy from the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies speaking to me from Kuala Lumpur.